Do I Owe Communication? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Do I Owe Communication? All the stories that we read about in the Bibles of the world talk about communication. They talk about how we respond to one another and how we respond to ourselves. They talk about what is the meaning of our words. They talk about what is the meaning of our thoughts. They talk about what is the intention that we have. Well, our intention is our communication. And it's not a matter that we owe it. Do I owe communication? It's not a matter that we owe it. It's that we are it. In everything we do, we are communicating. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is communication. This is communication that came out of King Solomon. This is communication that came out of Jesus. This is communication that comes out of all the great philosophy that the world has ever known, all the great psychologies that the world ever projects. You are communicating every moment of your life. I am communicating every moment of my life. And we read the story of Jesus talking to the multitude, and he's on the mountainside, and he's speaking to the farthest reaches of the people, 5,000 people, and they hear him as equally as the people up close. Now, does he owe communication to the people at the farthest reaches? He surely does. If you were standing in a group of people, and you had to express yourself, would you say, I cannot project my voice? I cannot project to be reached by those people that far out? Oh, yes, you can. For instance, you're thinking to these people, all right, peace. Let's just take my favorite illustration about the Queen of England. The Queen of England walks into a room, and her charisma is so dominant, her charisma is so powerful, her charisma is so everlasting. She is a queen. And she walks into that room, not superior to anyone else, but with self-confidence. She walks into that room with an awareness of who she is. And as she walks into that room, everyone becomes silent. They listen. They have respect for this person who has respect for themselves. The queen has respect for herself. Jesus, as he stood on the mountainside, the crowd must have quieted down immeasurably because 5,000 people mulling about with no one guiding them, telling them the show's about to begin. But when he stood up to speak, all of them became silent. And those farthest from him heard him as well as those nearest. Now, the queen projects her personality, her charisma, however large the audience may be. And they hear her, and they know what she's saying. You say, well, they might not hear her words, but they hear her presence. Yes, that's right, they hear her presence. But her presence is her words. Her presence are her words. Her presence is who this beautiful being is. Now, we could say the same for other people. Let's just say the Pope. When the Pope comes on stage, his entire audience, who are tremendous, quietly stop everything to listen to what the Pontiff has to say. He has built up out of his office, as the Queen has built up out of her office of being the Queen, this charisma. Now, they have made the charisma theirs. Wherever the Pope goes, people sense his presence. Wherever the Queen goes, people sense her presence. Wherever you go, you have people who sense your presence. If a mother walks into a room of the family, the family immediately responds to the mother however the mother responds to herself. If the mother has respect for herself, has love for herself, has just a great, wonderful being, the family just delights in her presence. But if the mother is a very unhappy lady, always picking for problems and always bitching about something here or there, the family is not too happy about her presence. They love her. They love her because she's a mother, but she does not command respect. She does not command attention. She does not command a marvelous love. Now, do I owe communication? Oh, I surely do. Because my communication is far more than whatever it appears to be. My communication is far more than my voice. My communication is who I am. I am divine. I am magic. I am peace. I am love. I am health. I am wholeness. I am abundance. Oh, yes. Now, did the Bible stories teach that aspect? They surely did. Did the Bible stories teach that aspect about every being? Oh, yes. Did that Bible story teach that aspect about every Bible in the world, whether it's the Bible of the Hindus, the Muslims, the Bible of the Christians, whoever the people may be, on islands of the Pacific, on places in the world that have their own cultural religion. Does their Bible, the story of their religion, does it entail that everyone has a charisma about them? What is it that startles you when a volcano goes off? Well, that it has been silent and that all of a sudden it's alive. Well, you and I are like volcanoes. We are like volcanoes that are just under the surface. And nobody knows that we're there. Nobody knows how dynamic, how vital, alive we are. And then all of a sudden, we break through our crust. We break through that outer surface that says to us that we are a gentle, quiet nothingness. And then we break through it. Some people call it an explosion, but it's not really an explosion. It's more of a release. It's more of a opening. It's more of a queen being in one room and then walking into another room. And the room into which she walks, that room becomes alive with her charisma. And the volcano, when it pushes aside that outer crust, the world becomes alive with the action of that volcano. You say, well, that's a pretty heavy-duty thing. Oh, my, no. A volcano is absolutely nothing compared to the charisma of the queen, compared to the magic of the pope, compared to the communication of you and of me, as we step out into the world and say, world, here I am. Well, we don't really say that. We just step out and say, oh, I am so happy. I like me. I'm so happy. And as we do this, our personal charisma sparkles forth dramatically, dynamically, powerfully beyond imagination. And all the world listens and watches. And much of the world watches and is envious and saying, oh, I wish I could do that. And everyone truly is doing just that. That's why within every one of us is our personal Bible. It's the Bible that we write on the measure of our life. Whoever we are is our Bible. What are our values? What is our direction? What do we love? Who do we love? Where do we love? Why do we love? When we have come to a few of those conclusions, we come to some of the most marvelous conclusions that the world can ever know. Do I owe communication? I am communication. And because I am communication, I shine that communication forth in everything I do. And I am happy, and I am uplifted, and I am vital, dynamic, and alive. Plan for yourself to take the Bible inside of you and let that story be revealed outwardly as you really want it to be, as the divine you, the magic you, the you that is immortal, eternal, and everlasting. I love you. I love you. I love you.